Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the fifth episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. Today's episode is Show Me How You Chill. And by that, I simply mean, how do you relax? How do you give yourself that me time that is needed? That relaxation, how do you put your feet up? Show me how you chill. Reason this comes to the forefront for me is because it's something, like a lot of people, I think I say that a lot, like a lot of people, and I think it's because we all have the same challenges, don't we, in varying degrees. Like a lot of people, I'm not very good at chilling and relaxing. Because I always think I need to be doing something productive, and that ends up being counterproductive if we're not having any me time. I'm not a big TV watcher, so I'm not someone that will sit and binge watch soaps or, you know, go through movies and box sets and that. I enjoy reading, but reading isn't something I can do for hours on end, because I'm not going to, well, me personally, I won't retain everything I'm reading. So it is a challenge for me to get that chill time instead of just getting so tired that I want to go to sleep. That's not productive. But in regards to my current chill time, I have found a TV program that I've enjoyed watching, or shall I say that I've fell back in love with. So it's a well-known one, especially to UK audiences. I'm not sure how it's worked across the world, if it's been, you know, broadcasted or there's different versions around the world, but A Dragon's Den. So I remember when it was new, I watched the whole of the first series, and we're going back, like, they're on the 21st series now. I remember watching the very first series, and I think I watched all of the second series, and then I kind of fell out of fell out with it in the way of, because of different work shifts and patterns I was on, I couldn't watch it regularly, so I just stopped watching. And I'm one of them people that if I can't watch something regularly, I lose interest. But I've started, it's on, so Dragon's Den's on series 21 now, and I've started watching it from series 20, and I forgot how much I enjoyed it. I really forgot how much I enjoyed it, and it's got to the point of where I'm excited to watch the episodes. I love thinking, oh, I can watch Dragon's Den tonight, because what that's doing, it's creating that relaxation time, that chill time. That's me showing you how I chill. It's, I know that me watching Dragon's Den means that I'm going to be relaxing. And that's actually a great feeling, because I haven't had that for a long time. Like, many times I've gone to watch a movie and I'll do other little things, or I've watched a movie more for watching a movie's sake instead of watching the movie because it's something I'm excited to watch. You know, but with this, it's like, that is my time. You know, sometimes I'll sit there with a little cheeky snack or something, healthy or not so healthy. You know, I don't want to get into a habit of eating junk food every time I'm watching it, but my point is it's time that I dedicate to myself. And that's literally come from watching Dragon's Den. But obviously, a series of Dragon's Den isn't going to last forever. So I will have to, as I get to the end of Dragon's Den, I mean, I'm on series 20 now, so there's still series 21. But after that, what's the contingency? Once Dragon's Den's finished, what will be my chill time? And I guess I kind of want to have a rough idea before I get to the end of Dragon's Den. So then it's something else I can go on to for my chill time. And if that works out, then I stick with it. If not, then I can find something else. But at least I'm kind of planning in advance, because for me, it's going to be important to keep that chill time. And I think I keep saying chill time, because I'm really drumming it into my head. You know, we deserve to relax. We deserve some relaxation time. You know, whether we're parents, whether we're, you know, we're working all kind of hours, whatever we're doing, we deserve to relax. And One thing that I think has, you know, has contributed to me being the way I am is because with a lot of self-development material that I'd read or listened to over the years, not so much recently, but like I say back in the day, like I'm a good old veteran, but I mean, going back like 10 years ago or longer than that, a lot of it was just talking about being productive, you know, working, doing everything you can do, get up early, go to bed late sometimes, or, you know, it's almost like just keep working. And that can work for a short spell if there's like a project or something that you need to really get done. But it wasn't really, can I say sold? It wasn't sold that way in a lot of the books and the material. It was almost like you have to keep going. And for me, it got to a stage of where I used to feel guilty for having that chill time because I should be doing something productive. And watching TV isn't productive unless it's some kind of documentary or something I can learn and enhance myself from. But then even that isn't chill time because it's still contributing to work or whatever, you know, whatever it is I'm working towards. And chill time is really switching off from what you're doing, isn't it? And that's what I'm learning to do, and that's what I want to make sure I keep doing, and I have that dedicated slot of chill time so I can be refreshed to go back into work the next day or start my project again later, even if it's in the morning or even maybe if it's after my chill time. But I still need that chill time to let my body just let go, relax, and realize it's all right to let off some steam. And no one's there judging me because I'm not working every single second of the, you know, of the day. So what is your chill time? You know, and let your chill time be yours. Don't let anyone else tell you that you can't do this. If it's, you know, if as long as it's ethical and as long as it's, you know, it's not causing you no harm, then let that be your chill time. Because we need it. So, that's really all I've got to say in regards to showing me how you chill. You know, it's also a case of make sure you do chill. Because otherwise, you know, what they say, all work and no play, you know. You know, we don't want to be robots. We don't want to be miserable in our existence. We need to know that we've got that pocket of time to just relax each day. Because at the end of the day, we are just human. And we are just trying to live a positive life. And that can only be done when we are giving ourselves that relaxation as well. Thank you for joining me for this week. You know, any thoughts or anything you disagree with that I say in any of these episodes, feel free to comment. Because anyone that's been listening to my episodes will realize that I'm not here as a guru, because I'm nowhere near a guru. I'm not here as someone who knows it all, because I don't know it all. I never want to know it all. I want to keep learning. I'm here as someone who's given my thoughts and how they work for me. And the reason I say if there's anything people disagree with or want to discuss, because that helps enhance me as well. Because these are my thoughts on what I'm doing, and I'm here to learn what I can do better. And that should be the goal for all of us. I mean, anyone who's on a podium, shall I say, and is just saying this is the way things are done, this is the way you should be doing it, you're wrong if you're not, I don't necessarily think that's the right way. I don't think anyone does, because there isn't one shoe that fits everyone. So, we are all human and we're just trying to live a positive life. And I would love for you to join me again next Wednesday, 3 a.m. UK time, for episode 6. Thank you. Have a great day.